Today on the Pageant Cast, Beauties of America, 30s and 50s, Pageant in Review, live from Myrtle Beach. TKP Pan! Pageant Cast episode 148.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Gina Stark, this is New England American Dream 2007, and you are listening to the Internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Thanks so much for tuning in, however it is that you tune in, to the Pageant Cast today. We got a fantastic program lined up for you. Now, last night as I record this, I recorded this on Sunday, and this will come out on Tuesday, but the last night, which was September 13th, drove on out to Glen Ellen, Illinois, got in the car, drove for 2 hours, got out there, and went to the Illinois International Pageant. Now, there I sat with Ms. Galaxy International 2009, Laura Buman. And we were there to watch our favorite MC, Nicole Kapke. She was doing the Master of Ceremony jobs. One of the judges was Lane Berry, our reigning Mrs. International. And they crowned the new International Queens for Illinois for 2009. Now, the existing slate of Illinois International Pageant title holders will retain their crown through the end of the year, and the new title holders will start as of January 1st. The results. Kristen Melton became the new Mrs. Illinois International. Christine Bowl, Miss Illinois International. And our new Miss Teen Illinois International, Megan O'Donnell. Now, of course, I say new, but I, of course, mean starting in 2009. Congratulations to all of these beautiful young women. All right. Also, need to tell you, I think it was only two shows ago I told you about Pageant Cast 4.0 finally launching. We went to Pageant Cast 4.5 already. Did a major upgrade, moved a whole lot of files all around the place, and I think I really cleaned up the whole look of the site quite a bit. And for all those that complained over and over and over again how difficult my site is to get around in, I think we made it a lot easier. And I'd appreciate your feedback. You can, of course, comment on any show right there on PageantCast 4.5 or any of our other notes that we make throughout the week that go out there. Also want to remind you, episode 150 of this program, believe it or not, 150 episodes are coming up on it fast, is coming up fast. If you would like to be a part of it, please give us a call at 414-517-4908. Give us a call, wish us congratulations, say hi, say hello to all the other people that listen to the program. We would love to have your feedback. If you don't want to get your voice on the show, send us an email. We'll read it here as well. That's the Pageant Cast, 150th episode, coming up real soon. Now, today is the last day of our, quote, live, even though it's been a while now, our live coverage of the Beauties of America, and we feature the interviews of the 30s and 50s on today's program. It's going to be a fantastic one. You're going to really love it. And we have a lot of great interviews coming up. So I'm not going to slow things down any further than I already have. So what we're going to do is we're going to get things started here on the Pageant Cast. TKPNPodcast.com.
It's the show the Los Angeles Times calls a prairie home companion for kids. It's the show that Nickelodeon's Director of Development, Peter Gall, called too educational for Nickelodeon. It's the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, and it's back with a whole new season of adventure and fun. And if you thought you knew the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, think again as Season 7 takes the show in a whole new direction. When three of the world's most renowned doctors band together to get rid of Dr. Floyd, they wind up sending him on an adventure unlike any before. And just wait till you hear who they send along with him. It's all happening right now in Season 7 of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, only at www.drfloyd.com. That's www.doctorfloyd.com. Always fun. Always family friendly. Always free. It's The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. Tune in and set your imagination to fun.
And now it's time for TATJ.com.
Howdy, pageant fans. It's time for the pageant weekend recap. Before we get started, our hearts and prayers go out to all who have been affected by the recent hurricanes, and pray that you will be blessed with much support and comfort at these times. In local pageant news, the new Miss Northeast Arkansas, Sarah Peace, will be making her second appearance at the Miss Arkansas pageant, and she believes in a platform of Every Child is Ours. In state pageant news, the new Miss Rhode Island USA is Alicia Costinagay, 21, of Woosocket. Even though she won the title on her first attempt, Alicia is no stranger to the pageant stage, as she was Miss Rhode Island Teen USA 2002, making the semifinals at Nationals, and she held the title of Miss Teen America 2003 and Miss Galaxy Teen 2005. 20-year-old Megan Morin of Tampa won the title of Miss Winter Haven USA. Megan is currently a junior at the University of South Florida, studying communications and political science. The new Miss Cypress Garden USA title was awarded to Lindsay Coburn. Lindsay is a vice president of Makeup and More, and she and Megan will advance to the Miss Florida USA pageant next summer. Venezuela crowned a Bevel of Beauties. Stephanie Fernandez, 18, from Trujillo, is Miss Venezuela Universe. Maria Milagros Delis, 25, from Anzoátegui, is Miss World Venezuela. Laxmi Rodriguez from Monagas is Miss Venezuela International. For further information on these and other stories, check out the newsroom at tftj.com. In the TFTJ Cafe this week, TFTJ's editor, Penny Geisler, sounds off in her piece, frustrated with Miss Teen USA, but not with Stevie Perry. Penny also seeks your feedback and help us help you. Plus, Vicki Johnson features a Lone Star State queen in Miss Texas Teen United America is quite the actress. These articles were available at TFTJ Cafe for members only starting September 13th. That's the pageant weekend recap from TFTJ.com. For the pageant cast, I am Devin Lee, wishing you tiara dreams.
Did you know the Pageant Cast has a new contest section?
Wow!
That's right. All you have to do is go to pageantcast.com/contest.htm or go to pageantcast.com and click on the simple contest button right on the main page.
Let's go!
And then you could sign up to win a fantastic prize. The contest this month is for a 6-month subscription to TFTJ Cafe from the good folks at www.tftj.com. Turn for the Judges is proud to announce the launch of their subscription-based electronic magazine called TFTJ Cafe. You can get a membership for $20 per year, or you could enter right now for a free 6-month subscription drawing to come soon. Check it out by going to pageantcast.com and clicking on Contest.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
We're live from Myrtle Beach, and this is Tim Kretschmann, and I'm sitting across from Nancy Cruz, the 2007 Beauties of America 50s. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
An exciting year for you.
It has been an exciting year, yes it has.
Now, what type of appearances have you been able to rack up? And I know a lot of people listen to our entire episode show, but just a quick wrap up, what type of appearances did you have this year?
I've done speaking engagements, parades, magazine, commercial ads, just about birthday parties, just all kinds of fun things.
Now, how do they generally happen? Are you going out for particularly our ladies that are listening, they're wondering how do they get appearances and may not be a national title holder. How do you go about getting some quality appearances set up?
You have to let people know that you're a title holder and that you would be willing to speak to their organization or be part of promoting their organization in some way. So you have to market yourself.
What process has been the most fruitful for you in marketing yourself?
Well, I've like to go to organizations that I'm very passionate about and that I want to continue to market and continue to promote past my pageant year. And so I think with that in mind, organizations are very willing to have you on board with them and willing to use your expertise to help their organization.
And I think is something you said that's important. I've been hearing this far too often lately. Ladies, just setting up a website does not get the appearances. You have to take that personal time and really work on it. And that's very important in getting the type of quality appearances that you're talking about. Now, it's been a year of service. You were in Myrtle Beach last year, and just about this time, it wasn't raining like it is today. It was hot. Yes, it was very hot. But what are you going to come away from thinking about down the line about this year? What's going to be the first thing you think of years from now when people ask you about it?
I hope that it's been a year that I've made a difference in other people's lives, that I've shown compassion to someone, generosity to someone, that I've been able to be a role model for other people.
Well, we're going to let you get back into the rehearsals and keeping all those ladies in line. That's very important. We want to thank you and remind people to check out our full interview that was in a previous episode of the Pageant Cast. Thanks so much, Nancy.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate this a lot.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and we're with Bettina Loboda, Ohio's 50s, here in Myrtle Beach at the Beauties of America. How are you doing, Bettina?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the weekend here. It's wonderful so far.
Well, we're having a great time as well. Now, I want to ask you, 50s, a lot of people aren't thinking about beauty pageants, and here you're at a beauty pageant. How did you get involved in beauty pageants?
I've been involved in beauty pageants for many years, and I feel very strongly that you should never set limits on yourself, whether, ever let anyone tell you that you're not pretty enough, you're not tall enough, or you're too short, or you're too old. Pursue your goals. If that's what you want to do and it makes you happy, go for it.
What do you get out of being a part of beauty pageants? What is it from that keeps you coming back?
Being in pageants, for me, has been a very, very positive experience. I've gained so much from being in the participating in the pageants. I've become a more confident person. I have more poise, and I've learned to express myself and get my ideas across to others and sell those. I've also had the opportunity to learn and to listen what others have to tell me. It's been a wonderful, fabulous, positive experience.
Now, you've been at Beauties of America before. What is it about this pageant that really makes you want to come back?
I love the fact that this pageant puts an emphasis on beauty of all ages. Every woman is beautiful, and we all possess different attributes as we go through the aging process, and it's wonderful to be able to recognize those and to honor those. It makes you feel good about yourself no matter what your age. Plus, the director, Jennifer White, is a wonderful person, and she runs a fabulous pageant.
All right. Are you looking forward to Planet Hollywood tonight?
Oh, have some fun, get casual, relax, kick off my shoes. Yes, absolutely.
Kick off those shoes after a long day of rehearsals in particular, right?
Absolutely. It's what we want tonight. Be comfortable.
That's fantastic. Well, I wish you the best of success on the pageant on Saturday evening, and we hope to see you real soon.
Thank you, Tim. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Pageant people, it's your turn. Join pageantpeople.com for free to create your own personal profile page with a link to your website, access all featured articles and pageant videos, and add your comments, invite friends, create groups, and receive daily updates on pageant news and casting calls. Get your crown on at pageantpeople.com.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach and host of Pageant Talk Radio, and you're listening to the number one pageant podcast, The Pageant Cast. Both Tim and I are committed to providing great shows that keep you in touch with the exciting world of pageantry. Pageant Talk Radio is the number one live pageant internet talk radio show and is full of information to help you become an elite contestant. So after this show, join me at www.pageanttalkradio.com and learn everything you need to know to be pageant fab.
Get your TiVos and VCRs ready. It's Pageants on Television.
Well, we haven't taken a look at the old TV in quite a while, and it's time to start looking at it again because here it comes. The Miss America reality check will be coming back, and this year's host is Mark Steines. He's the Emmy Award journalist and co-anchor of Entertainment Tonight. The show will begin Sunday, February 3rd. On the TLC network. Now, I got this from a pretty good source. Here's what I'm a little worried about. It's Miss America reality check. Isn't the pageant in January? Why is the show starting in February? Something, I don't know if this is wrong information or what. So we'll keep an eye on it, let you know what's going on with Miss America reality check. If you know better, feel free to drop me a line. What I can tell you is I know that a lot of the contestants are off right now taping this thing. And from what I've been able to read in here, it's they're looking forward to going to have a great time once again with Miss America Reality Check.
Remember to point your podcaster to tkpnpodcast.com and catch the Pageant Cast. This is Haley Eisenhart, 2006 Miss Teen Michigan Galaxy, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast. We're here with Tracy Quinones, the 2007 Beauties of America 30. How are you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I'm not doing so well. I just dropped the microphone. I haven't done that for a long time, so I'm impressed. So far, the computer's crashed on me, and I'm dropping microphones. So, Tracy, tell me a little bit about your year. I saw a lot of it out there on the Beauties of America blog, but tell me your side of the story there.
You know, I had a very good time this year. I wanted to make a difference and do something different with this title. And so I focused on a lot of the things that meant were really close to me in the heart. Visiting the Army troops at one of the bases in San Antonio. We're a very military-based city, and I'm from San Antonio, Texas. So spending time with them and thanking them for their service and learning what they do to go out and protect our country meant a lot to me, and I was glad I could do that as Beauties of America's 30s. Another thing that meant a lot to me was pet adoption and homeless pets. So I worked with different animal shelters and helped them promote their events that brought in additional income and helped families realize that when they need to add someone to their family, it can be a homeless pet at a shelter. So those things were really important to me. Then, you know, your usual pageants and going out there and doing community events are always fun as well.
So how did you get started in beauty pageants?
I did my first pageant when I was 18 years old. I grew up watching pageants from when I was a very little girl, and I always wanted to be a part of it. But for some reason, I thought like your mom had to be a queen or your grandmother, and you had to kind of be in the family. I didn't know you could just sign up. And when I turned 18, I learned that, and I jumped right in, and my mom helped, and I realized, you know, I kind of need to grow up a little bit more and figure out who I am on the inside to be successful with this. Went to college, did the work thing, and my mom's like, you got a job now, you can do this all on your own. So I started out when I was about 24 as Miss San Antonio USA and competed in the Texas USA system for several years, and then retired for a little bit, helped with training and getting the San Antonio women ready for Texas USA, since I'd been there and done that. And then decided it was time to compete again, and Beauties of America was recommended to me, and I've had a wonderful time.
That's fantastic, and you've been 30s this whole year. What are you going to miss?
I am going to miss the crown and banner, the fun, the events, and being the queen. You will always be the queen, but when you get to wear the crown and banner, it makes it a little bit special. But one of my queens gave me advice last night. She goes, you know what? You can do what you were doing today and do it tomorrow and in the future. You will always be Beauties of America's 30s, 2007. So I'll continue to do that.
What was your favorite thing this year? Why, if you had to pick like one moment, what would that moment be?
We were on the Fort Sam base in San Antonio, and the Army decided to take us through military training and teach us how to fire an M16. It was all virtual reality, of course, but the gun was the same weight, the power of it, the feel of it was the same. It's just it was air that was coming through it and not bullets. And that was amazing to see what they go through, but and learn it at the same time. And it was like a video game, and you had to shoot at what, or it was a scenario, and figure out what, who was the enemy and who were the civilians. And at first I was just shooting everybody, and the colonel was like, you shot civilians. I'm like, they looked guilty, you know. So but that was a lot of fun to see that side of reality and see what the troops go through to protect our country.
Now, what got you so interested in all the military that you've been supporting here?
We have a wonderful friend in Houston. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Brown, and he was the colonel for the recruitment battalion in San Antonio, and he saw us out and about and thought that this would be a great idea to invite these women to the base, let them see what we do, let them do their pageant thing on the base, let the troops see them, let them thank them. And then our first visit there, we did all the fun stuff. We ate in the commissary. We met the troops. Then we were like, we want to get in this a little bit more. Do you mind? He's like, come on out. You can run with the troops. I'll show you what they go through, show what the medical battalion goes through. And with each visit, we got a little bit deeper, and it really opened our minds to the reality of what our military goes through. And it really made us see how lucky we are to have these men and women sacrifice and have the brave hearts that they have to do what they do.
Well, I would think, though, going through that obstacle course and going over all those logs and things, your tiara must have slipped off at some point.
Yes, I was like, I'll stand on the sidelines and wave. Let's do that. I'll have the water bottles. I'll be there for them to, you know, fan them, have a diet soda ready. Yeah, exactly. Not exactly the best thing to do in a tiara.
Yeah, but you've been trained on waving, so real good at that. Real good at that. And I would think their little parades, they call them marches, but, you know, they're probably pretty good. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tracy, and we wish you the best of luck in the future as you give up your crown.
Well, thank you very much. The ladies here are beautiful. I can't wait to pass it on and give them the experience that I had, and hopefully they can have just as good a time as I had. And I'll be back again. I got a couple years so I can compete in my 40s, but it's on my list of things to do.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Before you know it, a chill will be in the air, and those pesky leaves will change color and finally fall off the trees, signaling my favorite season. And we will again have occasion to revel in the timeless traditions and scary stories of Halloween. Hello, this is the Halloween Haunter. This year, the Halloween Haunt will take a close look at the Ouija board. Zombies, bobbing for apples, and more. You can also look forward to more creepy gothic-style poetry, and maybe a story or two. Many topics this year are by request. I welcome yours too at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com. If you just can't wait, there are lots of episodes for you to review, to get you into the proper frame of mind. Please subscribe now on iTunes or your favorite aggregator so you won't miss a minute of the Halloween Haunt.
Hi, this is Carmen Tyler. You probably know me as a musician and podcaster of the Carmen Cast. But what you may not know is I'm also a voice teacher or singing teacher. Well, since I moved to California, I've been doing webcam lessons for my students in Texas and Arkansas, and I've had a lot of positive feedback. Well, now I want to bring that to the podcast listeners. If you've ever wanted to learn to sing or would like to simply have a vocal tune-up, just stop by my studio site to find out what you need to have a webcam lesson. Oh, and mention that you heard about me here on this podcast, and you'll get $5 off your first lesson of 1 hour. It could be a really great gift for someone. So stop by studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmentyler.com.
Here in the Pageant Cast, our next song comes from Hello Dave. Now, they're from Illinois, nearby here, so I want to say, Hello Dave, here's Perfect Day. I'm sure you're going to love it. Next, here on the Pageant Cast, you can get all the information out on our show notes as to how to purchase this fabulous tune.
is Peyton Savern from Miss Teen American Queen 2007, wishing you TR dream.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
We'd like to remind you that episode 150 is just a few episodes away. Feel free to give us a call at 414-517-4908 and leave your congratulations message. That number again, 414-517-4908.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and this is Tim Crutchman. We're at Myrtle Beach at the Beauties of America Pageant, and I am sitting with Melissa Escaro, Pennsylvania's 30s right now. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing awesome, thanks.
It's been an exciting week so far. Got to go to the Hard Rock Cafe, got to go to Planet Hollywood, and tonight is the big pageant. What are you most looking forward to in tonight's pageant?
I'm just looking forward to getting on stage and just, you know, having fun out there, really getting to show off my fitness wear, show off my evening gown, and just having a good time. It's been a great experience so far.
Now, for people that don't know a lot about Beauties of America, what makes Beauties of America unique?
I think what makes it most unique is it celebrates women of all different ages, all different accomplishments. And that's what I found so great about this pageant, just meeting the different women here and seeing all the different things they've been involved with. It's very inspiring.
Now, what have you been involved in this last year?
A lot. I currently work as an admissions representative, and I do career assessments with students for potential schooling in medical programs. I'm also a fitness and kickboxing instructor, and I teach yoga and self-protection, so I'm pretty active, too.
Now, wait a minute. Kickboxing and yoga? How do you make that transition?
It's all about balance. It really is. For the kickboxing and self-protection, it's a really wonderful skill to have, because for women, they do need to learn how to defend themselves, and it gives them a lot of confidence. And then the yoga part is good to kind of bring you back down to earth and help you meditate and relax for the day.
I don't know if I'd be relaxed after kicking around and boxing people, but I'll take your word for it. So, how did you get into beauty pageants in the first place?
I competed when I was in my 20s. I competed in the USA and America systems and was a runner-up for one of the Delaware USA pageants. And just, you know, really enjoyed it, enjoyed the friendships, and took some time off, and now I'm back here.
And you're doing a great job. Hey, we're just out of time for now, but I'd like to thank you. Any last things you'd like to say to our listeners before we go?
I just wanted to actually wish all the contestants very good luck to them, and I'm looking forward to a great night tonight.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much, and best of luck to you this evening.
Thank you.
We're here in Myrtle Beach, and I'm sitting down with the gorgeous 30s New York Jolene Matthews. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Well, thanks for coming and making a little time out of the big rehearsals that are going on right now. Now we're getting down to crunch time, aren't we?
Oh, we sure are, but this is the best part. That's when all the butterflies come out and your energy spikes through the roof.
Okay. Now, tell me, have you been involved in a lot of pageants, or is this a first pageant? Where are you on the whole pageant scale?
I've been doing pageants for about 15 years. I took a little bit of a break when I went to college, and then I got back into the Mrs. arena for the past few years, and this is my first time at Beauties of America.
Okay, what made you choose Beauties of America?
I actually am doing this pageant with my friend Amy Bell. She's Florida's 40s, and we met in the pageant system about 3-4 years ago, and we've made best friends ever since. So she told me all about this pageant. I looked into it, and it looked great, and we're here together having a blast.
Having a good time. Of course, we went to the Hard Rock and Planet Hollywood, Anything else coming up that you're planning for after the pageant?
Oh, I'm taking one thing at a time. Pageant preparation takes a lot of work, so I have to focus on one thing at a time, but I'm sure that something's right around the corner for me.
What's your favorite part of the pageant competition?
I think the best part of pageant is that you get to meet a lot of like-minded, goal-orientated individuals. A lot of people always ask me why I do pageants that aren't involved in the industry, and they don't quite understand how great of a challenge it is and how amazing it makes you feel. So it's great to have people like that and become good friends with them. It's, you know, everyone thinks it's such a big competition, and it's really not. You're just competing against yourself.
What's your favorite phase of competition?
I like the fitness part the best because I'm a fitness instructor. So I love to be able to get up there and flex my muscles.
All right. That's fantastic. Hey, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to leave the listeners at a pageant cast with to remember you by?
I just want to say hi to everybody that's listening and keep following your dreams.
Fantastic. Thanks so much and best of luck to you this evening in the pageant.
Hey, it's Zach the Moss Man Daggy here. If you're a fan of great independent music, then be sure to check out MossPod.com. It's here you'll find a plethora of shows, all focusing on the indie music scene. For starters, there's my flagship show, The Moss Pod, a show that's been going well over 2 years and has featured some of the best and brightest of indie artists. Looking to delve deeper into the indie music scene? Then be sure to check out some of the great interviews on The Shameless Plugcast. If you're looking for some eye candy, then check out some of the astonishing indie music videos on To The Flame. Want to hear the latest in music and technology news from the indie media perspective? Then check out The Pod 5. Add in some album recommendations and a few free albums, and what you get is the complete experience that is MossPod.com. Hope to see you there, and oh yeah, stay tuned, stay subscribed, and be a part of new media.
With advice from numerous experts and top judges, MyPageantTips.com is your number one online source for everything pageants. They offer advice on everything from fitness, photography, stage presence, to media, and even offer a positive message board. While you are there, make sure to check out the monthly cover model search. With thousands of visitors to the site from all over the globe, winning the contest would give you incredible international exposure, as well as put you in the running to be Miss MyPageantTips.com 2009. Entry form and further details online, so be sure to check it out at MyPageantTips.com.
This is Kristen Moore, 2007 Miss Teen New Jersey International, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at the PageantCast website. This is the website where you can hear, and yes, see your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at thepageantcast.com.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Today's top story.
Some exciting news from North Carolina International Pageant. Their delegates will be involved in an offer from Patrick Talent Agency. I'll read the press release as it appears. Have you dreamed of being a model? Well, you have come to the right pageant. By becoming a local delegate of the North Carolina International System and representing a local title, ladies will have the opportunity to partake in a new partnership with Patrick Talent Agency. This means that Mrs. Miss Teen North Carolina International delegates will have the same opportunity to enjoy various paid modeling events all around the state and beyond. MNCI local delegates have the opportunity for the entire year from paid application fee to the crowning ceremony of the next year, one full year, to be part of the Patrick Talent North Carolina International Partnership. Of course, there's more information available on our website, news.pageantcast.com. This was posted on September 13th. In case you're wondering, the Miss America lottery has been held, and we have a picture of the lineup out on our website in the news.pageantcast.com section. It's under Miss America lottery lineup, and it was posted on September 13th.
Lifestyles, I'm Kendra Wright. Fall is just around the corner, and Joyce Chang with People Style Watch says this season is all about eclectic taste and mixing and matching everything from pumps to plaids.
One of our hot trends is exotic skins, and you can get it at a variety of price points, but you can also go faux and no one will know. Another trend is the jewel tones, and another thing that we're really feeling at Style Watch is the statement necklace. No one should be without it, and a lot of ladies will be happy to see the return of the pointy toe stiletto.
Chang says the September issue of Style Watch has the skinny, not the jeans, on more of the top trends for fall.
Lace is another story for fall, and it's got sort of a dark Victorian feel, so it's very rich. Lastly, the tuxedo is having a revival, and it's feminine. It has really soft touches.
For more on how to up your fashion game, go to peoplestylewatch.com or get People at your local newsstand. That's Lifestyles from People Magazine. I'm Kendra Wright.
Pageantcast.
That's it. We're all done with today's Pageantcast. So glad that you could tune in, listen to today's Pageantcast. We know you loved it. Just let us know. Send us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. And next week, we're going to have a great interview. I'm not sure which one I'm going to pull out of my little vault here. Got a few things here. What is this? Put that back. Anyway, we have a lot of stuff coming up in the weeks to come. If you'd like to be on the show, remember to click on the Get on the Show link right there on our new Pageantcast 4.5 website. Really easy to do. Remember also to join in the contest because we're going to be closing up the TFTJ contest next week. Next week is going to be it. We're going to draw the name and we will have our contest winner on episode, 149? Wow. Jeez, we are moving out now. All right, so that's it for today's program. Wishing you all the best, and until next week, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.